Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports, and we're joined now by Otigo resident and Gilbertsville Mount Upton graduate, Corin Todd. And Corin, a big opportunity for you, as congratulations, you've been called up for the X Games for Snowcross. Can you tell us a little bit about the process of how you actually applied for the X Games or got invited?
For years, we've all been able to qualify for the X Games. In the past 2 years, they've gone to invite only. And it's basically been, how you perform the first few races of the season, or how you did the season prior. Last year, I won the National Pro Light Championship. This year, I moved up to Pro Open, and, I've had a few flashes of brilliance there where I've put down some good races. And, obviously, the guys that are running the show out to X Games wanted me out there. So they sent me an invite the other night there, and, it'd be my first opportunity to go out there and race. So it's super exciting to me.
What was the feeling you had when you got that letter? You opened up your initial feelings when you knew that you'd be going out to Aspen?
Oh, man. As a kid, I've actually competed in the X Games on a mini sled way back when, and parked in the pits and stuff with all the pros. And I've always dreamed about going and actually racing. So to actually have an opportunity and go and race is really making some dreams come true for me. It's crazy to think that I'm finally going to be able to go and race there.
And can you tell us a little bit about what you do for your day-to-day snowcross racing? I mean, I know you travel all over the Northeast, but can you give us a little bit of an idea for someone maybe who doesn't know exactly what you do, or doesn't even know that snowmobile racing like this is out there?
To prepare for the season, I train all year round. 12 months out of the year, I'm training, cycling during the week and going to the gym a couple days, a couple nights a week, really getting into the motocross as a cross training thing as a tool, to keep my endurance and stuff up on the track. But when the wintertime rolls around, I actually moved to Minnesota full-time, and our team has 3 full-time mechanics. We go to a practice track 3 days a week, and again, that's still cycling during the week and keeping your endurance up. And then, we travel everywhere from New York to, Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, and this year, Colorado for me, so we're really all over the upper half of the United States chasing the series.
Now, when it's summertime, do you usually get to spend a lot of time back home here in Otigo getting to see friends and family?
When the season's over in late March there, after the grand finale in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, I take it back to Otigo, and, I still work a little bit of construction in the summertime and, hang out with everybody from back home and, really just, relax as much as I can, because, the whole winter traveling is, it's a long winter for sure. So it's nice to be able to be around my friends and family.
And lastly, do you know what, events, or, will you have multiple events that you'll get to compete in out in Aspen, or how does that process work?
This year I just got invited for the snowcross event only. I'm not into the freestyle or anything like that. They have a new event this year called Hillcross, but that's more towards real hill climbers and stuff like that that participate in events like the Jackson Hole hill climb and stuff. So this year I'm just invited to do the snowcross event, but who knows what the future holds in that. There's always opportunities to try something new.
Otigo resident and GMU grad Corin Todd, thanks for joining us. Good luck in the X Games.
Thank you very much, Nate.
This is Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.